Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Former president.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
$364 million Friday, you bastards. Oh, yeah.
Former President Trump awaits a ruling that could force him to pay hundreds of millions of dollars and bar him from doing business in New York, the city where he built his fortune.
Thousands of people employed. And now I have to come and justify myself to you?
Yes.
Trump has repeatedly denounced the case, attacked New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought it, and disparaged Judge Arthur Engoron, who has already decided Trump conducted a decade's worth of business with fraudulent financial statements that exaggerated his wealth and overvalued his properties. It's a 1-2 punch for Trump. The ruling in the civil case is expected a day after a judge set Trump's first criminal trial for March 25th.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to sit here for months on a trial. I think it's ridiculous. It's unfair.
Trump looked on as his attorney complained the timing would make it impossible for the former president to campaign. But the judge said that's no legal reason to delay putting Trump on trial over allegations he tried to hide from voters, accusations of a tryst with porn actress Stormy Daniels, and his attempt to buy her silence. Trump's federal election interference case had been scheduled to go to trial first, but has been delayed by appeals. And overnight, Trump again asked the U.S. Supreme Court to put the case on pause, arguing special counsel Jack Smith is rushing to trial so he can secure a conviction before the November election.
If convicted here in New York, Trump would be running for president as a felon.
And
if he wins, he would not be able to pardon himself.
Ah, happy Friday, you bastard. Happy $364 million civil fraud award Friday, everybody. And he's banned from doing business in New York City, in New York State, actually, for 3 years. For three stinking years. And there's some orders in here about people not lending to him. You know, you can't lend to him for a while. It's a beautiful thing. He's going to be livid. He must be like throwing ketchup at the wall right now. The whole day, yesterday too, it's been like Trump on trial on the TV. It's like Trump on trial is like Malcolm in the Middle. Like, it's not a bad show. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not everybody's thing, but it's not bad. You know, I mean, this is finally something that resembles, feels like, tastes like, seems like, looks like maybe it's related to, in a weird way, 6 degrees of separation from justice. And why do I say it like that? Because it's been a long time coming. We have been waiting. You know, the Stormy Daniels thing, the fraud that was committed against us, actually. The reason why the Stormy Daniels thing was funneled through law firms and Michael Cohen had to go to jail for 3 years and all this was because that was election fraud, too, right? That was disguising what was a campaign finance expenditure as a payment of a retainer for Michael Cohen, the lawyer. It was fraud. It was fraudulently characterized as being payment for Michael Cohen's retainer when it was really a payment to Stormy Daniels to keep her to tell her to shut up about it because he didn't want us, the voters, to know about it so close to the election. So that's why it's fraud, okay? Because when you, and this whole business fraud case that was just, first of all, Judge Engoron had determined that Donald Trump was liable for committing fraud at the Trump Organization months ago. And then we had the second portion of the trial, which was the damages portion of the trial. And of course, Donald Trump early on waived the jury trial request. He didn't want a jury trial because Donald Trump felt like he couldn't find a fair jury in New York. And so he didn't want a jury trial. He wanted the judge. I guess it's not a good trial strategy to threaten the life of the judge and or his, what would you call her? She was I forget what the word is, clerk. There's so many stories in my head right now. Yeah, he threatened the life of his law clerk because he didn't like where she sat in the courtroom, which was on the bench, you know, like beside the judge. She sat there. And he had a problem with the seating. He had a problem, as if it was something at Magaloco, you know, with the place cards being out of place or some such crap. And so because he objected to the seating arrangement that Judge Engoron prefers in his courtroom, Donald Trump then began to threaten, within an inch of her life, the law clerk and Judge Engoron. So if anybody ever is on trial for, you know, $400 million worth of business fraud, I would suggest that you not do as Trump did. You not do as he does. You not insult the judge. You don't threaten the life of his law clerk. Do you know what I mean? It's just now you know, as a strategy, it's not great. Not the best. Just saying. File that, you know, because we all know we'll all be facing, you know, like business fraud trials, you know, where we committed business fraud for, you know, 40 years and said that, you know, we had loans that were made to us that were never made to us so that we could deduct the fantasy interest on our taxes each and every year so that our tax burden would come in at a low, low bargain basement price of zero. Only to find out in a trial that loan never existed. Actually, I don't even think we found that out at trial. I think we found that out after the trial. I think the way that we found out that the loan that Donald Trump kept deducting the interest payments for on his tax returns for years now in order to come up with a zero obligation to pay any taxes under the United States Constitution, okay, was fake. I think we found out that that loan didn't exist because the person who was put in charge of the payments that would be required to be made had an issue with the documents and said that they could not locate that loan. And that's how we found out that that loan didn't even exist. So not only is he a tax cheat, not only did he commit business fraud, not only can he do business in New York for like 3 years, but Eric and Don Jr. are also now banned to do business in New York for 3 years, okay? So the whole damn family, the whole damn family has been found, you know, to be liable for committing fraud in the city of their birth. How embarrassing and how detrimental to the organization, whatever's left of it. So that was good. And we needed something good. Why? Because meanwhile, while we're all on verdict watch, we're still on verdict watch. You understand? Just because Engoron has ordered Donald Trump to pay $335 million and ban the kids and ban Donald from doing business in New York for 3 years. All these things, right? We're still on verdict watch because the Supreme Court, any second, is now free to weigh in on the January 6th issue of immunity. Absolute immunity from prosecution in the January 6th matter. Why? Well, that's a Jack Smith deal. Okay, this is criminal. The thing that we saw today was a civil trial, civil fraud. Okay, that Weisselberg decided he would lie in that trial too. He would commit perjury in that trial too. Didn't you know? It's not a good look. It's just not good. But anyway, Donald Trump, Jack Smith had until Monday to respond to the Supreme Court and to ask them not to take up the Donald Trump absolute immunity case after the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, the 10th Circuit, had a unanimous finding that Donald Trump was not going to enjoy absolute immunity because he was a past president. And that, in fact, no presidents have absolute immunity once they leave office. Okay. And it was a unanimous decision. It was well written. We all know that. So Jack Smith, you know, Donald Trump had a few days to ask, did he want the whole D.C. Circuit to hear his case or did he want to go to the Supremes? He chose the Supremes. So Jack Smith had until Monday to write his brief to the Supremes, telling them, you know, his position. You know, there's no need to hear this, okay? It's just like, what is the dispute you would settle? There isn't any, right? So don't.